Blog Talk Radio.
How about you, Tony Farrar? Where are you, man?
Come on, Tony.
Tony's not with us tonight. For some reason, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure he'll be with us shortly.
What do you mean you don't know what it is?
I don't know why he's not in the chat room or nothing. Okay, I told him the show was going on, so, maybe he'll show up.
All right, well, thank you for bringing me on your show. I'm just chilling tonight here in, Montego Bay, Jamaica, man. And my wife just came back from the pool about an hour ago, and she's up laying in bed, and my daughter and my two granddaughters are sound asleep. So I'm here tonight with a red striped beard. In fact, I got five. Damn, how many do I got here, man? How many? All right, I got like seven red striped beers here, which is way too many for me to drink tonight. So I'm enjoying the night, and thank you, Pastor Ken, for bringing me on your show, man.
It's always a pleasure, Pastor Leroy. It's always a pleasure. Let's take some callers here and see what's going on tonight. Why we got so many callers at the beginning of the show. One, you're on there. Okay. I see what's going on.
Goodbye.
Okay. One. All right. One.
Goodbye.
Okay. One. You're on here. Okay, let's bring on Pastor Wanda. She should be in the house. Hey, Pastor Wanda, is that you?
Yes, it is. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 18:24. Hallelujah. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself? You doing great?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Why, Pastor Leroy?
Pastor Wanda. Hey, welcome back. You know, I love
you, sister.
Darling. You are my sister from another mother.
You're my brother. All right. I'm so glad all to hear everybody. We had a great Resurrection Sunday down here in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, God is great. God is great. Tonight's word, welcome women of God, daughters of a king, and all listeners. Tonight, it's going to be about delighting thyself in the Lord. And I'll be speaking on Psalms 37:4. I hope everybody had an awesome time. So, and just be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen?
Amen.
All right. What does it mean to delight yourself in the Lord? In Psalm 37:4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you a desire of your heart. Since it is human nature to battle against self-worship, we are tempted to focus on the later half of this verse. We seem to be promised that God will give you whatever our little hearts desire. But realize the content. Psalm 34:7 will help us better comprehend what it means to delight thyself in the Lord. The little girl, Laura, grew up in attending a church that was big in emotional experience. Not a little Sunday went that she, so that someone then said that they received a special word from the Lord. When the music played, there was a lot of tears, hallelujah, shouting, and other things that she wasn't too sure about. During this week, the pinnacle swung in another way. When Laura attended a controversial Christian school with the legitimate overtone, while other church was saying they are hungry for experiencing, express their delight in the Lord. The message she got from school was God is only delighting when she lives up to expectation. Laura was conflicted and wanted a real answer about what it means to delight thyself in the Lord. Maybe you can relate. Let's look at the truth of delight in him calls us to take our sight off of what we want in order to long for what he desires. The command to delight in appearance God aims this list that King David penned in Psalms as an antidote for his fretting people. Now, in Psalms 1, it said, fret not thyself, fret not against the evildoers, neither be envy, but they soon shall wither like grass. Fret not, but delight thyself in the Lord. God does not want his people to worry. You know, we can look at a situation and we can run with it. I talk to many people, and people start speaking what will happen. But God said to focus on him. And he tells us not to worry, okay? Just like we have a hard day or we're going through spiritual warfare, children acting up, husband might be acting up, the job, people might be acting up, might didn't get that job. Do you know God don't want his people to fret but talk to him? You know, I listened to, I sat the other day and so many people called in. And it didn't bother me because I know God would take care of anything that goes on, anything that's not of God. And when you call upon God, he answers us. He answers the children of God, okay? When your child is acting up, you know to pray, okay? Your job, you might not get that job. You can pray. He didn't tell you to act with them. Now, let's look at John 14:1 before we get into this little light. Okay? In John 14, it said, let not your heart be what? Mad, trouble, frustration. It don't say none of that. Let not your heart be troubled. In my father's house, a minute, imagine have the Holy Spirit. I want to go back. Fret not. Okay. Let not your heart be troubled. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told. Wherever I go, you go. Now, we're going to look at something else. Now, Psalm 23, it says the Lord is sometimes. No, it does not. It says the Lord is my shepherd. It's personal. Everything personal. The Lord will take care of his people. I'm going to say it again. Daughters of a king, God will take care of you. Whatever's going on, man of God, whatever's going on, God is going to take care of you. You have no friend, no worry. Even when you go to the doctor, you don't have to worry. God is in control. That's what I want everybody to understand. God is in control. Now, if you want to take a minute, just say God is in control. If you're going through something right now, God is in control. Just like today, I had so much going on. I got back in the bed. I'm not going to tell nobody anything wrong. I got back in the bed. I said, Lord, I'm resting you. And it's learning to rest in the Lord. Sometimes God wants you to be still. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that he's Lord. We're not in control. I had many situations going on. I'm going to give you a prime example, another situation. Anything I tell you, I'm going to tell you about what I have experienced in my life. Now, some things happen, and everything, I praise God. I thank God. Sometimes it hurts and sometimes it don't. But this time, one of my sisters in Christ went home to glory, okay? And I just seen on Wednesday, people called me, and I had to get out of God's way. I'm not in control. I got too many calls, but I was tired. I felt somewhat of what she was probably going through because my arm was hurting, my back, and I had called and called, okay? I'm still not in control. Now, listen to this. I can't fret over that. I had to get myself in the Lord. So I talked it. I was the only one not invited to the funeral, but God had been having me in this person's life for 7 years. So I'm not in control. If I'm not invited to a table, now I want everybody to hear this. Not saying out of anger or anything. Do you know if you're not invited to a table and God have not placed you there, don't try to get at that table. So I looked at it like this. I said, I said, God, something is going on, okay? But then the Lord gave me peace. He gave me peace. Now, what I had to do is go to Isaiah 26:3. All this is going to come into the Bible study. In Isaiah 26:3, those that keep their mind on him, he'll keep you what? Not some peace, but he'll keep you in perfect peace. So I had to keep moving. I had so many people God had placed in my life as I'm out feeding. And I'm gonna tell you something, what else God said in the Word of God. He said, let the dead bury the dead. I still have respect for the people, but if they're not doing the things of God, I looked at what Jesus said, it's dead, buried, and dead. Have to keep it moving. Amen? So let's look at delight. Okay? So I had delight myself in the Lord. Delight. So I have a lot of people that still among the living and not dead to still be in an impact. That season for God placed another lady in my life. So let's look at what it means to delight. So I had to delight myself in the Lord. I had to worship God. I had to thank God that the time I met her, the time going home to glory. So let's look at what it really means to delight myself in the Lord. Okay? Excuse me. Okay. Okay. True delight in him calls us to take our sight off what we went in order to long for what he desires. The command is delight in God appears among the list. The King David penned the Psalms as an antidote for his fretting people. Amen. That's if you have your Bibles, Psalm 37 and 2. Know the fate of an evildoer. We know the fate of an evildoer. They will, hallelujah. I don't want it. They will burn like grass. Because he tells us, fret not. Okay? God, that means don't worry. Not, he said, fret not in evildoers, neither be in, because they soon shall what? Wither like grass. God then already gave an antidote. When these people come against you, they're going to wither like grass. That is the antidote. When you're the fate of an evildoer. Amen? I can't change it. That's what the word, that's word. Okay? Anybody get to keep doing the same thing and they're going against a child of God, God said, this is what will happen. You don't have to fret. I didn't gave you an antidote what I'm going to do to that person. But we know we still have a sovereign God. Sovereign God now. All right, a merciful God. God will give that person a chance to change their ways, okay, and turn. Okay, let's look at Psalm 37:3. Said, trust in the Lord. It did not say trust in your instinct, your power, your might, your friends, your mother's God, your husband. It said trust in what? The Lord. All right, Psalm 37:3. Befriend faithfulness. We have a faithful God. We have a faithful God. And God is merciful. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. It didn't say delight yourself in anger, malice, fighting. It didn't say none of that. Worrying about what somebody said. He said, delight yourself in the Lord. How do you delight yourself in the Lord? I get in the Bible. I get in worship. I get in prayer. Yes, my mind try to go with me. I'm not exempt now. I'm not exempt. Pastor's not exempt. Because, see, that's why we have to keep our armor on. We must keep that armor, okay? That means a spiritual armor. You don't see it, but you have to place that helmet of salvation on. That's part of putting that armor on, the helmet of salvation. When you got that helmet on, you ain't got time for foolish. You don't have time because we delight in ourselves in the Lord, okay? I worship God. I sit and meditate. That's another form of delight. What was your will? Even when I have a rough day, I say, Lord, I'm tired. And he let me sleep in peace. But I'm still delighting myself in who? The Lord. I'm not delighting myself. I'm going here. I'm trying to stay busy. Because when all that will is burn you out. And you'll still have that problem. But when you delight in him, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Jesus didn't pay the ultimate price. Okay? Jesus hadn't came yet. This is David speaking. But we have Jesus today. It's a different delight. You know that. It's something awesome. You can run to the name of Jesus. You can run and be at the feet of Jesus. Amen? We have zero tolerance. Don't run to a friend. Hold on. I'm going to show you something. When you delight yourself, don't run to my mouth. You can go to a friend, but make sure you go to God first before you run to that friend. And that's another part when you don't let light. You run and tell this and you didn't go to God first, because he tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom. You know, when you have that relationship with God, you can go to God with anything. Like I said, I'm going to delight myself in the Lord. How you delight? I'm going to get in the Word. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to be around people, kingdom business people. I'm going to delight. I'm going to go and get on the swing. okay? And imagine God is pushing it. Amen? I'm going to lay in my bed. Yeah. I'm going to walk through my house, but I'm going to sing to the Lord. And that's another form of delighting. It's in many different ways in how God, God is awesome. That's all I can say. You can delight yourself in any way. You can lay before him, cry out to God, and you still delighting. Amen? But when you get in that word of God, he's going to empower you. Amen? All right. Let's look at Psalm 37:7. Rest in and wait patiently for the Lord. You don't have to fret. You don't have to do nothing. He said rest. So today I rested in the Lord. And I'm waiting patiently for him to answer me. Because a lot of people, but this might happen. Do not let people tell you what's going to happen. We don't serve a fortune teller God. We don't serve a clap on God. We don't serve a microwave God. We can wait on God, and you're waiting on the best. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So, wow, right in the middle of Freddie, I say, saying God wants us to apply all the principles and somehow delight in him. That sounds great, but how is the one that mustered up delight in God when everything around you seems to be going wrong? First of all, you take your thoughts off what God said. I mean, off what the problem is. You look to the hills where your help comes from, your help coming from God. That's Psalm 121. I know a lot of things happen in life, but when you know God and have that relationship, that's why you stand on the promise of God. God cannot lie. God, I want you to understand this, God cannot lie, and he don't change because of our circumstances. You can talk to God. That's what I don't care what nobody says. I have experienced this all my life. But I have run to God. I said, Lord, this is what's going on. I can't do this by myself. I need your help. A person asked me, why would you go to God? I said, because he's my creator, my life giver. He's the bishop of my soul. He is the, I'm the clay, and he's the potter. And he can fix anything. Amen? All right. All right, let's unpack five delights. You ready? We're going to go point number one, delight in excellent. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sorry about that. I'm excited right now. I didn't get to study so bad. Delight in the excellence of the Lord our God is point number one. We are all bent to admire our heroes, whether in athlete, musician, entertainment. We enjoy following their accomplishments, but God created us with a longing to admire all the wonders of who he is and his excellence, greatness. Look to the person to feel this God-given desire will bring true delight or satisfy. Okay? I'm going to give you words behind what I read. I'm going to give you words behind. You look at, I'm going to tell you something. God didn't tell us to worship any other athlete, musician. You look at the gifts and talents God gave, and you can admire, you know what I'm saying? You can praise them, but not praise them and revel like a mighty God, okay? Let's realize God's world is blind to the mind of unbelievers. Keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. That's 2 Corinthians 4:4. So the desire to worship will always turn toward idols. We don't make anybody idols in the kingdom of God. Amen? He said, worship the Lord. He didn't tell us to worship any man. I looked at that program, what it was, the idols, people singing. I had to shut it down. I said, they're wanting people to worship people because they sing it. Do you know God gave us a God-given talent, but they didn't put themselves like a God? We're small G's. We don't worship any idols. We don't have idols in our life. Amen? So idolize a person or a belief system unless the Holy Spirit open your eyes to the truth. Be humble to the center. Paul observed in 1 Corinthians 6:11, as such we some of you, take a deep breath. Let that sit whether it's a moment. Delight in how excellent is God that he opened your eyes to realize you need a Savior. Many people in the world, they don't think they need a God, but they have many gods. All right, let's go to Psalm 14:1. I'm going to have to go on and do it this month tonight because he's going to give it. In Psalm 14:1, I have heard people, I don't believe in no God. I'm a God. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, first of all, you know, in the word of God, it says, a fool said in his heart, there's no God. Whoa. If you've been blinded to the things of this world and you don't know God as your Lord and Savior, without God, you is nothing. I don't care who you are. If you don't know a living God and have confessed Romans 10:9-10, oh, confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died. He rose on the third day. See, and repented, you haven't received that real living God. Amen?
Amen.
See, the God I serve, when he brought me out of darkness into a glorious light, it was something awesome. I say that still don't make you you. You're never going to be perfect. Only one is perfect, Jesus. But it's a daily walking with God, daily. You will make mistakes. You can. You may will make errors, but you can repent. And that's Psalm 15:1. Okay? Let's look at the next one. We look at the excellence of who God is, because he is the creator. And that's what a lot of people are getting things out of order. We are the creation. God gave these people talents and gave the musicians. He is the greatest conductor. He conducts us the way he wants. He is the Almighty God, so I'm turning from this living God. Okay? But when you turn back to your first love, okay, he is the Almighty, and we're supposed to reverence and honor him. He's the I hear people call him reverence Hansa. He said don't reverence anything, but he is the only one to be reverenced. And I had to explain to that people at the doctor's office. Oh, you're rubbing off. I said, I'm just a child of God. I'm a messenger of God. And we shouldn't worship pastors. Nope, we just messengers. That's it. We still have to get it from the master to the pastor. Whatever the assignment he give us, it is from him. So if he's the only one going to be worshipped, because that's what he said, don't put anything before him. Nothing can be over God. Because he's the living God, Psalm 18:46. Amen?
Amen.
Our children, some people that made their children of God. No, no. I told them, oh, no. I had to tell my daughter I didn't love her more than God. And God let her go on home. I had to let her know, I don't love nothing more than God. God is my creator. He's my life giver. He's my master.
Amen.
That means Lord. Amen? So I know how to delight myself in the Lord, and I had to tell them, let's go. All right, let's look at number two. Delight in the Lord's presence. Okay? That's the next one. The Hebrew word for delight is agid. Agid. Commands us to find enjoyment in God. The Lord wants us to incline our hearts toward him, to lean in Christ, where we are discovering unspeakable joy. That's James 4:8. You know, we're supposed to have unspeakable joy. A lot of people are uptight, the child of God should not be walking around like they oppressed or depressed. Okay? We're supposed to have that unspeakable joy. And that's a promise. Now, James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. How cool is that? The creator in heaven and earth is more than willing to draw near to you if you would just lean into the present through prayer, meditation, the scriptures, and hearing him speak to you through the word. Amen? Now I'm going to go a little bit back. Let's go to Psalm 16:11. And you know what it says? In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Okay? It didn't say be with anybody in the presence of God, the Almighty God, the creator, the life giver. Wants you to be in his presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you travel, speaking of women's conference, my husband really missed me. We are empty nests in the house and feel really lonely. He takes often while I'm away, which he's delighting. Can you imagine how it would be hurting our intimacy if I choose to ignore your text until I return home from that trip? In the same way, when you're so busy doing things for God, Pastor, put on the, I got to stop right quick. I got another emergency call coming in, sir. And I'm going to speak. Could you play one song?
Okay, I'm going to play a song here, guys. Play a song here called Oceans, Where My Feet May Fail. by Gerard and Jovan.
No.
just here, man. But you know what? This pant shitter can go fuck himself. How about that, you piece of shit?
All right, sorry. Let's get back to Pastor Wanda. All right. Pastor Wanda, you there? Okay. Don't know what's going on. Okay,
you know what, Pastor Ken, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is that the people in your chat room are busting my balls. They're saying I'm a loser. I'm a loser, right? I'm a loser. And you know what? I'm in the Caribbean here, man. I mean, I'm a loser. Let me tell you, the people that are on this show, the majority of the people that are on the show are, you know, the fake Panchetti, yeah. I know he doesn't like me. It's all good.
Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to delighting in the Lord's presence. Now, we just went to James 4:8. When you delight yourself in the Lord, he shall give you the heart's desire. God wants to delight. Now, let's look at, in the same way, when you're so busy doing things for God that you regularly ignore the message he has to you in the Bible, you have to kneel and be aware of his presence, cause your fellowship delights in him to be hindered. Consider Martha, the sister of Mary, who choose the better thing, which will not be taken away. And that's Luke chapter 10. Martha was so busy serving. Instead of Mary, she sat at his feet. Okay. Sometimes we can get too busy. And God wants us to kneel before a mighty God, an all-living, a holy God. Amen. Let's look at verse 3, delight in God's help. When you hear that God commands you to delight in him, you may be tempted to think, I better pull myself together, get myself together, religious bootstrap, and figure out how to enjoy God. But God doesn't want you to delight in him out of a duty. Rather, whatever God commands Christians to do, he always provides us not only the ability, but also give us the unction to do it.
Hold on, Pastor Wanda. I love you. You know I love you. But people on here are saying that I'm your bitch.
Listen, I have zero tolerance for anybody. First of all, I know you're my brother in Christ, okay? Second of all, why are you entertaining the enemy? The enemy wants you to think on what people say. God said think on what he says. So I'm going to get finished with what God then gave me. I don't worry about what people say. I know what God says, and I know what God would do to evildoers, plain and simple. That's what I'm speaking on tonight. See, we're going to delight ourselves and keep on reading the word of God. Amen? So,
amen.
You know what, Wanda? What pisses me off is people in this chat room are saying that I'm a,
You know, listen. Why are you worried about what people say? It shouldn't be getting you upset. God said, fret not. That means don't worry, don't care what nobody says. Only thing you must do is what God says about me. He delights himself in me. I trust God. I have a relationship with God. I don't have a relationship with everybody in that chat room. I don't seek that chat room. I seek first the kingdom of God. You're bigger than that, Pastor. That's what the enemy wants you to keep on getting antagonized with foolishness. See, you're a man of God. You have power and authority. Power and authority by the master, not the people. Okay?
Hallelujah.
See, we don't have time for that. It's too many dying souls out here that need to know about a living God. See, that's why I deal with every day. A person say, well, I don't like Ms. Pastor One. No, I don't care if they don't like me. Okay? That ain't a command to like. It is a command for me to love you. And so I have to treat, even when the people mistreat me, talk to me in the kind of way I still show the love of Christ to amplify. I just let my light shine before men. I'm not letting no darkness come out behind because what a person said, they ain't got a heaven or a hell to put you in. What God says. See, when you got a relationship with God, you can walk through fire, you can walk through the flood, and that's in Isaiah. Everything you go through in life is a training. I go through the hardest things, but I tell God I thank you for it. See, it's what God then trained me for. I got my arm on. It don't penetrate me. I don't get in that what people say. I know what God says because he told me he loved me. He catches the hairs of my head. Okay? He count my tears, he catch it in a bottle. He knows my thoughts. He created me. They didn't create you. So why are you worried about what they say? What you need to do is pray for them. Pray for them and ask God to forgive them for what they know not they do. See, we had Resurrection Sunday, and God had me saying, just forgive me, God. That's okay, God. Okay. Okay. And I keep it moving. See, I don't have time for food. Now, I'm going to tell you what God gave me. Listen at this word. Fugazia. I said, Fugazia, I'm out there preaching. And that means a fool engaging with a child of God. I said, what? Well, caught me off guard. Gave me a word I ain't never spoke a day in my life. And a foolish person going against God. I can't do that. So I'm going to get back in the word of God. Pastor, what you got to do is be still and know that he's God. Let God fight your battle. Stop trying to fight battle. And that's in Exodus 14:14. The battle ain't yours, it's Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:16. Let God fight that battle. He's bigger than you. Your arm's too short. Amen? All right, let me get back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me get back where you had me, God. All right. Okay. I done got off sitting off course. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Where was I at? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. All right, hold on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hold on, everybody, hold on. Please forgive me. I have got upset off course. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I'm all right. I'm all right because he's got the Holy Spirit. We're quickening me. All right. Thank you, Lord. Now, we're going to go back. Delight in God's help. You know, God is a God. He's not going to leave us abandoned. He's not going to let us just sit there. And he is a God. He helps us. He's a helper. And then, first of all, now we have the Holy Spirit in John 14:6. We have the helper lives in the well inside of us. We have the greatest counsel. We got the King of Kings, Lord of Lords lives inside of us. Okay? So when you delight yourself in God, let's go. I'm going to give you a promise found in Philippians 2:13. And Philippians 2:13, just a promise, for it is God who works it both to the will and to the good of his pleasure. And be encouraged by the Apostle Paul's right. I am confident of this very thing, that he who begins a good work will bring it into completion. Amen? Hallelujah. To the day of Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians 1:6. If you ever want to figure out how to delight yourself is evidence of his work, it is exciting. And when God gives you the will, he will empower you to work out your own salvation, whether fearing and trembling. That's Philippians 2:12. Hallelujah. When you realize I didn't delight in God, I ask him for help by the power of his dwelling of the Holy Spirit. And do you know what? God answered your prayers. And he will, because he's a faithful to answer your prayers. God said, you have not because you ask not. Ask and his promise to answer you when you pray according to his will, because it brings glory to the Son. And that's James 4:2b and John 14:13. You have to ask God. Whatever you, I need help. I can't, like I said earlier, I go through a lot, and I sit by myself a lot. I stay by myself, but I'm not by myself. He said, I'm right here. I said, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I'm feeling this kind of way. This is going on, God, and I thank you. So when I go through, how you want me to say this, God? I have to find out what season I'm in. I ask God, this is a dry season, this is a suffering season. And you might not understand what I'm speaking about, but it's what season. I was in a weeping time. I was in a grieving, but then I had to come out of that grieving. I couldn't stay in that grieving too long because I didn't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. It's a time and a season, like in Ecclesiastes, okay? So I had to ask God, what season am I in? If I'm in a war season, if I'm in a mountaintop or I'm in the valley. But God, he answers you wherever you at, wherever you at. And a lot of people, when I go out, a lot of my brothers and sisters, when I even go to meet the homeless, I say it's a season God is going to bring you out. I pray for help. I had somebody call and pray for help. Mama, pray it. That's my child. Mama, pray it for me. Because he's in a season of something that's going on. And it's already worked out. I know the God, and I'm delighting in God through this season with my child, with my brothers, with my neighbors, with my brother on the radio. We can make it through this. Me and my brothers, the body of Christ is more of us than them. We can make it. When you delight yourself in God, get in that word. Ain't nothing more powerful than our God. Amen? Amen, pastors? Okay. Point number four. Delight our Lord great love for you. Jesus love you. Jesus know me. Wait a minute, hold on, help me hold this. Jesus love me, this I know. Maybe you've heard this whole life, so it is kind of a loss in meaning. It is more than 30 years of pastor's wife and my husband, and I have found that some of the hardest people to reach with the gospel are those who have grown up in church because they have taken God for granted. Tremendous love. Somehow they have the idea, of course, God loved me. I'm entitled to be loved by him because I am such a good person and have gone to church all my life. No, that's not true. To be honest, I was one of those kids, even though God transformed my family when my father came to Christ. As a second-generation Christian, I was unmovable by the transformation. Growing up in church and attending Christian school, I was impotent toward the inexpressible love of God had for me. Maybe you can relate. I know that Jesus shed his precious blood, cleansed me from my sins. I memorize, that's Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his own love toward us in this while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. But it's familiar of the message seems to move more empathy. I didn't think I am the only Christian who missed the power of those words while growing up in Christian as a bubble. This person growing up thought, First of all, wait a minute, brother. Hold on. What's all that? Donation? All right. Sorry about that. I'm still serving God right now. Just sit right there. Sit right there. Okay. You know, the person growed up, and, you know, people can just say, if Jesus loved me, this I know. Sometimes you got to sit. And if you look back at your life, it should be a bubbly feeling. And if you're on empathy on what God says, God loves his people. Jesus came to die for everyone. First it was just the Jews, and then he opened it and extended it to the Gentiles as well. What a mighty God we serve. He did not leave anyone out. Amen? Maybe God answered Paul's prayers in our life and believers so that they can comprehend the great love of us, what caused our delight in him to be the beacon of hope to this generation who does desperate need a Savior. Now look at what's going on today, and I ask God to change this people, always. I pray for the next generation. For some say they don't know, they don't believe in God. And, you know, sometimes I had to cry. God told me to keep moving. Shake the dust off. If you plant something, you plant the seed, God's going to come back behind and water it. Amen? Sometimes, you know, we don't give up on people. Because God don't give up. He didn't give up on us. And look how long it took God to get us back in line to know who he is. Amen?
Amen.
Delight in the God's mercy and compassion. God's abundant mercy is something I will never fully comprehend. Because he is merciful, we can stand before him, whether the snow on the uncleansed blood of Christ. I don't know what about you, but I know I don't deserve God's mercy of Christ's compassion. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they should be white as snow. You know, God, our sins are so many, and God cleansed it like snow. It was so red as crimson. So what that means, God can cleanse your sins and make it back like you've never done it. And it's just like clean as snow. Amen? I know the shameful woman I would become without Christ, a saving mercy. And I stand in awe that he would save a sinner such as I. How about you? I couldn't even imagine what God showed me, somewhat of my sin. For all the hanging in the street, not doing the things God told me. And that's so much mercy on my life. And he wants us to be healed. And he created us. We make errors, we make mistakes. But when we keep on, and God is so merciful, just like today, Lamentation 3:22, it's a mercy today. Yesterday's gone. It's today. We have mercy. And he loves us. Amen. It's about to make me cry because I didn't think I could be saved. But it don't matter what your sins is, what your old lifestyle, that old man, that's what your old past life. He can change anybody. And I thank God for changing me because I thought I was just lost. Through the words, I had a spiritual awakening with God. I love you. He know the hurt, the pain that many caused me. He know it. He know what I've seen in my lifetime. But I have a sovereign God to reach down here and save me. And he protects me. He loves me. It's the same with you all. He loves you. And nobody can stop that. And if God has a plan, he has a plan for all his people. Oh.
Pastor Wanda.
Ladies with God.
Pastor Wanda.
I want to speak to you. You all have a blessed and a prosperous night. Let God love on you. On the word tonight, and I thank God for Pastor Ken and Pastor Leroy, and thank God for all the listeners. Now, yes, Pastor Leroy, what would you like to say?
I'm trying to calm you down, Pastor Wanda.
You sound
like you're on your last legs, and I don't want you to be this upset.
Pastor Wanda.
Pastor.
First of all, I'm not
going to
let you speak nothing on me. I'm not letting you and nobody. I'm pouring my heart out because I'm showing what God has saved me, sir. I'm not on never my last leg, so I don't receive that. In Jesus' name, this is what compassion. And it's many people out there, they're crying as well. I'm crying for the soul, sweetie. I ain't never on my last leg. But, Pastor, you have any calls? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We have a caller from 951. Let's see who we have and bring them on. 951, you're on the air.
Hey, Don Wanda, are you there?
Lord.
This is your baby daddy. I left my bottom.
I'm not listening. Young man, you know what? I'm not doing your foolishness. You need to get alive, shut your mouth, get in your Bible, and God don't got time for idle chatter, sir. I really don't.
Amen.
He didn't told me to tell people, shut your mouth, get in your Bible, and you ain't got that much time. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 860, let's see who this is. You're on here. Hello?
Next call, Pastor. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I guess 860 is not talking, or 360. 360, is that
you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. All right, 111. We'll see who this is. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bruce Hopper. And I'm calling in to say to Pastor Wanda that I respect her very much. And my mother was a very disciplined woman, and I was raised to be a good man by a very strong woman. And I enjoy her being on this program, and I hear the word of God through her, and I want to thank her. And again, my name is Bruce Hopper. I'm a Christian man, but I do struggle with alcohol addiction, and I jerk off the pics of Jesus, and I shove pickles up my asshole.
Okay, listen. Do you know, wait a minute, Pastor, you ain't got to say that. You ain't got to say it. Let me tell you something. Then God just gave me, when you spread not for evildoers, I don't have to worry about you. I worry about your soul and what you coming out your mouth. See, it's 12 inches from your heart, from your mouth to your heart. Do you know God hears you? You condemning yourself. First and foremost, that's the word. See, I don't have to fret about anybody. I don't have to worry. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to ask God to forgive you for what's known that you do. Any of the callers that called in, that's what I'm going to ask God. I go to sleep in peace. Everything you said, it is not. See, this stuff goes just like water off a duck's back. I was trained. This one in the word of God, and it rolls off my back like a water. It does not bother me. You ought to be ashamed of yourself speaking before a holy living God in Jesus' name. I don't know how you were trained. I don't know how you was grown up. But I know at one time I would have let you have it, but I don't have to do that today. I don't fight no battle. I ask God to fight it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Let's take another caller here, Pastor Warner. Let's see. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Wanda. This is Eugene in Titusville, Florida.
How you doing, Eugene?
Well, I'm doing fine. I was curious, a woman talking about 12 inches. I wonder if Wanda's ever taken 12 inches.
Listen, shut your mouth. See, listen.
I mean, a blowjob.
Satan is not allowed on this radio station. And all of y'all need to be delivered. You need healing and delivered because you've been around the wrong people. See, good comment. I'm going to have a laugh at you because it's a shame. It's a shame. But I don't know what your problem is, but I know who can take care of is Jesus. You need
Amen.
To receive Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, let us get into get into that. Let's try to lead some people to Christ here. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Shepherd, okay, You know, you can do so today. All you got to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press that one key. When you press that one key, we'll bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Shepherd. Amen. We got a caller here from 909. Okay, let's take him and see who we have. 909.
Hello, Pastor Green. How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay. Just here, calling you, I like your sermon.
Okay. All right.
Your sermon, it was good. Really good. Really good for me. You know, have callers?
Yeah, I have callers. Yes,
can you
put
caller? Because I think my aunt is going to call.
Okay, I'll take a call. 111, you're on air. You're on air, 111.
I want a great scissor from your fridge, woman. Wanda. Wanda, let's hear your baby daddy. I want.
Get off the phone. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. All right, Pastor, listen. I thank you, women of God, daughters of King. I thank God for being head of my life. I thank for Pastor Leroy, Pastor Ken. I thank for Rainbow Ministry, for every listener. And Father God, we just thank you tonight. But to my, that's the end of the show for tonight. And Pastor, we have a second half, if you don't mind, and because it's a chain of command, 1 Corinthians 14:40.
Okay.
For tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. The whole right. Psalm 37. In Jesus' name, I thank God for everyone, and God bless. Love you.
Love you, too. God bless you.
God bless.
All righty. 111, you're on the air. Let's see who we have.
I got a question for Wanda. She gives a good blowjob.
Oh, stop. Stop. Okay, 909, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Juanita. Is my Nico there?
The what?
My Nico, he was there. This is Juanita.
Hey, Juanita.
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 I'm not Juanito. Juanita.
Oh, you Juanita. Know, okay.
Yes. Teacher, you know the lady Wanda. Is she there?
She's no longer here with us. She left the studio. Maybe next time you can catch her, and maybe she'll be on tomorrow night. And you can catch her and talk
I wanted to ask her something personal, but I guess I'll call in next time because I got a very, very bad yeast infection.
Oh.
Thank you.
We'll pray for you. Amen. Okay. All righty. I hope that you think she gets better. Amen. All right. Okay. All righty. Okay. Let's play some music here. Amen.
Have you been walking with you? Oh, how you saw with me.
Oh, yeah, you know my name.
My Name by Tyson Cobb's Hunter. Amen. What a beautiful song. Amen. Yes, God knows our name. Yes, he does. Well, Pastor Leroy, what did you think about that song? Pastor Leroy, are you there? Oh, righty. Well, I don't know where Pastor Leroy ran off to. Well, I'll take a call here from 111.
Hey, what's happening right there, man? What's going on?
Oh, not much. What's going on with you?
Here's all here, man. He's listening to the show. Where's Pastor Leroy at?
I don't know. He's here somewhere. I don't know where he's going to.
Hey, he probably went in the bathroom and taking the ripple. You know, because some of us, you know, all other black guys got to take a ripple. You know, we got to take a poop. Ripple mean a poop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, you got any more callers?
No, I have callers, but they have not pressed the one key, so technically we don't have callers.
Oh, you don't have callers. All right, man. All right, so how are you doing, man?
I've been doing good. I've got to do a few more tests. They keep finding protein in my urine, and they're gonna do a bone marrow biopsy next week. So,
man. How your anus, man? How your anus?
Anus is good.
Oh. Yeah, because I remember last time they were trying to see if it was cancer or in there, you know what I'm saying? But thank God he got healed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So does that when you guys are having sexual stuff?
No, I don't do that kind of stuff.
Okay. Because I know you're homosexuals, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm almost at I take you up there.
Yeah. You guys don't use any toys?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You tell me, man.
No, we don't. Actually, we don't.
All righty. I believe you, man. I believe you. But, my girlfriend, you know, she liked that stuff, you know, and she's a Christian, man, you know. Her dad a pastor and stuff, and she doesn't let me hit it, but she does let me do the anus, you know what I'm saying? Because she says she's waiting for the man of God to hit, you know what I'm saying, her coochie-coo, you know what I'm saying? So I do her anus, and that's what she like, you know what I'm saying, until she find a man of her life, you know what I'm saying? But, man, she gets a good head, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, good head, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong, just like Bill Clinton said. It's not a sin. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we got Amen, you're 111, you're on the air.
Your average nigger killer. Twist niggers heads off.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm gonna end my show. Okay. I was hoping we could get DC2 to call in, maybe Johnny Longfeather, Mike Hunt. But I'll give a shout out to everybody in the chat room. Mike Hunt, Ashley, DC2, Dr. Kent Jr., Tony Ferrer, Gahul, Gavin Moorhead, Pain Center. Okay, Shit Stain, Ted Gunderson, and Turner McGillicuddy. Thanks for everybody for being in the chat tonight. Okay, God bless you. May you have a wonderful evening and a week. Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully Pastor Wanda will I have another show tomorrow night. Okay, we'll take up where she left off. We got one more call, so I'll take it and see what we got. 111, you're on air.
Shalom, Kenny.
How you doing tonight? Yes.
It's DC2, baby. What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, DC2. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I heard you wanted me to call, so I wanted to call in. I was hoping that Tony F. would call in to Kent's show today, but I guess he just didn't feel like being hung up on. I can't say I blame him, but
What did Kent talk about today?
Man. I mean, it was a bunch of rambling nonsense about, I think he said something about tsunamis, which I think he meant tsunamis. I don't know what a tsunami is. He was whining a lot, you know, the usual, crying about the chat room, you know, the normal Kent show. It was terrible, as usual. I don't even know why I bother at this point because it's not going to change. But chat room was open for 39 minutes, so that was a new record for him. But, yeah, it's a pretty awful show. I don't know why anybody would waste the time listening to it. I don't know why I do, to be honest with you. But it is what it is, man. I'm glad you're doing well, though. I'm glad your show is doing well. You said you had a ton of callers tonight, right, when you first signed on?
Yeah, I had a bunch. Yeah.
Well, that's good, man. I think people – sorry, go ahead, Kenny.
Go ahead.
I think people are just tired of Kent. It's nonsense. That show is garbage. He's a hypocrite. And people are just sick of it, so they're tuning into your show instead. That's why I think it's important that you keep doing shows, because you got all the momentum now. You're gonna take all his listeners, man, because his show is like 1938 Germany, man. You can't talk to anybody. You can't call in and state an opinion unless it's his opinion. So keep doing your thing, man. Your show is so much better and so much more fun to talk to call into.
Sounds like Pastor Kent is a bitch.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. I would agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Hey, has anybody else called in, brother?
Yeah, we got another caller here from 111. Let me take it and see what we have here, Donnie. Okay,
all right, brother.
111, you're on
air. Poison niggers. Throw niggers down wells.
No time
wonderful.
For that. No time for that. Probably
Tony Gaga.
Looks like Pastor Leroy dropped. Okay? He left me hanging.
So I'm pretty sure he passed out, Kenny. He was drunk, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know why
you... He's in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
I know. Why would you call into Why would you call in to two shows if you were in Jamaica, man? Like, I would be doing my thing. I would be out, you know, doing whatever. I wouldn't even be that. You go to Jamaica to get away from all this stuff, right? To get away from life. So I don't really understand
it. It sounds like he's just faking.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe he feels an obligation, okay, to fulfill, and it's always good to hear from him, Pastor Leroy. I mean, he tries.
Sure, yeah, he does try. I'll give him that. Plan for Wanda to do what? How many shows does she do this week? Just tonight and tomorrow night, or is she doing all the way to the weekend?
No, I think it's tomorrow night. Okay, she's gonna do a show continuing from today. which I book enough time for, so that she can be able to complete, okay, her message, okay. So I don't know why she wants to go in two parts, but that's okay.
Probably just because, you know, she didn't want it to be too long in one night, so she chopped it up in half or whatever.
Yeah, could be.
So,
well, we got another call here. 111, let's take it and see what we have. 111, you're on there. Hello, hey, it's Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing?
I'm fair. I looking forward to Wanda's reading the entire Bible. I understand she's going to do Psalm 37 tomorrow.
That's not
Johnny's
favorite psalm.
Yeah.
What made her pick that one?
I don't know. maybe she likes Psalm 37.
She went running. She put on her track shoes and ran.
Tonight
she ran.
I guess she had things
she
got to
ask some questionable things. She doesn't like certain topics.
Yeah, she probably had things she had to do. That's why she took off. But bless her heart.
Amen.
Is
that gentleman who has the TV turned up way too loud, if he's still on the line?
No, I believe he left.
Okay, he gets on Univision and he turns up Sabado Gigante really loud. I think he's a Hispanic.
Kenny,
I think it's a cultural thing. Go ahead.
So I was just going to say one thing that hasn't been mentioned, and I like to bring this to everyone's attention when I'm on the show, is Brother Washington is still missing. Grover has not been heard from. I don't know what day it is, how many days it's been. But
I think it's like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, we still looking for. I got some people that are looking for him. I hired some people to go to San Antonio and try to find him and locate him. And so far, there's just nothing. There's not any leads to go on. He hasn't called anyone. It's obviously difficult to locate a homeless man. But we do have a license plate number for his car, which is oddly registered at the DMV. I think that is very strange, but true. So we are looking for his car. Since nobody else seems to give a shit, you know, I'm trying to do what I can to help find this brother because, you know, he's gone through enough. He's a veteran. He's got a lot of health issues, and I'm just concerned for his well-being. I hope, you know, maybe...
He used to have a raccoon, a therapy raccoon that he got from the DMV, or from the veterans. Then that raccoon disappeared.
He had gotten another one, a younger one. He called him Baby Banjo or Deuce because it's Banjo 2. And, you know, I don't know what this is. I just don't know. I don't know how to locate. I don't know if Banjo had a leash or he had a collar or something. I have no idea, but I just hope he's not in anyone's culo. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Not again.
Yeah. Well, we'll pray for Grover Washington.
Amen, brother.
Okay.
Will that be a Christian prayer or a Jewish prayer? What kind of prayer?
We'll say a Christian prayer. Christian
good.
Prayer.
Don't do the Jew prayers. Those don't work.
Okay. We got another call here from 111. Let's take it and see what we have. 111, you're on air.
Vibrator. Get the vibrator out.
I am going on the clown. Shave my head. I look like a Wolverine. The retard. Well, really, he looks like...
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, shit.
Oh, Willie Football.
Hello?
This is Willie from the morning.
Hey, Willie.
Oh, good, Will. I just called over the container. I love your show.
Well, I couldn't hear you over the vibrator.
That's Willie.
I just called in to say I love your show.
Well, thank you very much, Willie, from Des Moines. Okay,
thanks,
good to hear from you again. It's been a long time.
Hi, Willie. He sounds like one of them gang members that has the voice muffled when they talk it on the TV.
Alright. Okay. Sit back and listen to the show and enjoy it. Alright. Okay. Amen. Alright.
Is Farrar still going? Is Farrar there? Or did Farrar leave?
Farrar is in the living room. Been in the living room watching TV.
Or PlayStation, I bet.
No, he's watching TV.
Probably watching The Masked Singer. Amen.
No, she's not into that program.
Amen. Is he upset about the? Is Farrar upset about the Bud Light situation with the trans sponsorship, and then how now Budweiser's losing all its money because people aren't buying Bud Light anymore? Big protests. Is he upset about that?
I don't know. I don't think so. He hasn't mentioned anything about it.
Wasn't he trans?
Well, he's a drag queen. There's a difference.
He a man that dressed like a woman.
So he's trans.
It does shows live entertainment. Okay.
Right.
He doesn't do that all the time. Most of the time he's a man. Okay.
Amen.
Kenny, did you ever say a prayer for Grover? I didn't hear it, or was it really fast?
I didn't say it out loud.
Oh, you said it in your mind. Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
God hears imaginary prayers. He hears them.
He hears
them.
He hears all prayers. Amen.
But only.
Oh,
only
412 is on the air. Okay, let me bring 412 on. Is that you, Veronica?
That's hard.
Hey, it's Veronica. How are you?
Oh, boy.
All right. How you doing, Veronica?
I just heard you guys talking about trans, so I wanted to say hello.
Amen.
Amen. Kenny, I tuned in earlier, and what's the deal with Wanda and the pickles? Something happened there?
No, nothing happened with Wanda and Pickles.
Bruce Papa called in.
He put Pickles up his butt.
Oh,
oh
wow.
I've never done that. Is that pleasurable, Kenny?
I don't know. I haven't done that either.
Oh. Let's ask Farrar.
Do you use the bumpy ones or the... You go with the bread slice pickle? I don't know how you would do that.
I don't know.
Okay. Kenny, I think you're being coy, brother. I think you know, but you just ain't saying. That's all right, though.
No, I don't know. I'm not being coy. Couldn't tell you something I don't know.
Amen.
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 Like the Ten Commandments.
One,
tell us something you don't know.
I'm here now to debunk Christianity in less than a minute. And to do so, I'll meet my first witness, Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, so Jesus teaches in the Gospel of John that the only true God is the Father. Who's that? The only true God is the Father. For those at the back, the only true God is the Father. If the only true God is the Father, then Jesus cannot be God. If Jesus is God, then it means he's lying. If he's lying, it means he isn't God. Therefore, Jesus says the Father is the only true God, he isn't God. If he's lying about the Father being the only true God, he isn't God.
Kenny, are you going to play
Jesus
the whole show?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's Charles.
Huh?
Obese Charles. That is Obese Charles. Fat Charlie. He's in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's who was talking, Fat Charlie?
Sounds like it.
I thought he had an Irish accent. A really strong.
Hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Never mind. Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Do we know if this Bruce Hopper, is he a cousin of Kent, or is he a nephew, or?
I thought he was a brother.
I didn't know he had he has a brother named Bruce? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he has a brother named Bruce who lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh. Wow.
He also has his brother, Dickie.
I looked him up online, and he's a golden shower expert. I don't know what that means. He installs bathrooms or something?
No, golden shower means he likes to get peed on.
Oh, that makes sense. Think about it. I mean, Kent, I don't know if you know this, Kenny, but Kent is freaky as hell. I mean, he writes some really, really, really nasty shit on Twitter to women. Do you know what a cum machine is? He said he's a cum machine.
I don't know.
In that poor health cannot be a multiple ejaculator, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But he is in absolutely just shit health. So there's no way that's possible, in my opinion. So he ain't
well,
no cum machine.
Well, maybe back in the day. Maybe because it was written in 2020. Maybe he was back then.
Kenny, come on, man. You being
Kenny,
funny
listen.
Now.
I can show you proof. He's in my Discord DMs asking me for my pictures. He wants to see the tits and the cock.
Well, maybe that
turns. I mean, he's gay, Kenny. He a homosexual. I mean, we all know this. He just he hate himself. That's all it is. He hate himself. He don't want to be that way, but that's the way he is. You don't like.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Years.
I mean, once you go that way, you're always going to be gay or bisexual.
Amen. We don't like cock for 2 years and then suddenly not like cock anymore. Because yeah, that just don't make any sense.
No. Well, you know, I mean, he says he accepts everybody
That's bullshit, Kenny.
Yeah. I'm starting to see
Is Leroy starting a GoFundMe? Since he has no money now?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Does he just take the church donations? I'm not sure how are we supposed to help this man?
Kent, you've had GoFundMes before. You could give them advice on the best way to do it.
They don't work. GoFundMes don't work. I've tried them,
Kent,
and they don't.
I wouldn't give Kent a dime. I wouldn't piss on Kent if he was on fire. I wouldn't give him a dime if he put a gun to my head. That guy is just not a good person. Not at all. He's not nice to anybody. I've literally never heard him be nice to anybody that's called that show.
That is true. What if he pawned his PlayStation? Doesn't he play games or something?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he would
plays,
never do that.
Racing. I know that. He likes racing games.
He'd be homeless before he get rid of that thing.
So he would make his poor wife
worked her ass off before he gave up any of his points. That's insane.
Yeah, he essentially called her retarded at one time on one of the shows. He said she was dumb, and she couldn't, what was it, she couldn't cook. No, she was good at cleaning. I can't remember what exactly he said, but he did say she was stupid, just point blank stupid, which I find ironic since he's about as dumb as a brick.
Well, you know.
They all sound toxic. Toxic show.
Toxic shock.
Well, I mean, bless his heart. He tries.
I want you to get Farrar to call in and tear him up, man. You got to get Farrar to call in.
I'll work on it and see if I can get Tony to call back in the kitchen. Okay, see what.
How much is a Blog Talk radio show cost you, if you don't mind?
Well, for the package I have, it cost me $39.95.
So $40, and we could get Tony F. to have his own show.
No, well, he can do it on here.
I can give him a show on one of my weekdays. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you can share mine.
It's tranny talk.
You do Wiener Wednesdays with Tony F.
Talking about wieners.
I'd prefer that. I'd prefer that to Wanda talk, but you know that's just me.
Yeah.
And I'm not even gay.
Yeah. Yet.
Hey.
Oh.
Okay, well, we got another caller here, 111. Let's take him and see what we have. 111, you're on here.
This is Pastor One, though. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Pastor One, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like Pastor
One. Goodbye.
Johnny, what is that, 5 or 6 call?
5 at least.
Oh, okay, right. We got another 111 caller. Let's see what we have. That's 111, you're on here.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Wanda.
7.
Huh? It's called the Wanda.
7.
Dude, he's going to have...
Hit redial.
He can have 10 calls by the end of this show. So you don't mind us. We're just making jokes over here.
It could be veal.
I think I want to. Should I say this on air? And I just keep veiling your thoughts. He had a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Well, his dog actually today had a bit of a mishap, and I feel very bad for him because I'm I have dogs myself, and I'm a big fan of the canines, if you will. And he has he has a young puppy.
He needs dog prayers.
Yeah, he needs some puppy prayers, Kenny. His dog, I think he said ate a nail, which is really bad. That's not good at all. I hope his dog is okay, because you know what they say, Kenny, dogs are man's best friend. And I find that to be true. They're very loyal animals. And so I hope everything works out for Pastor Veal. If he's listening, I'm thinking of you, brother. And I hope your puppy is okay.
Yeah, I hope your puppy's okay. Yeah. It's sad to hear. Yeah, the dog ate a nail. Yeah.
Kenny, do you have any animals? Any pets?
I have a cat.
Yep.
Just kidding.
Just for our...
That's what I said, brother. I was kidding, though, Kenny. I was just joking.
Yeah. And she has to go to the vet this Friday and get a checkup.
Euthanasia. Oh, you do have a cat.
Yeah, we have a cat.
Oh, what's
her name? Yeah. cat.
Does that
you name the cat Pat?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty smart.
In the gay community, that's common.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I knew you. I figured you would know, but I don't know. I didn't know that.
I've heard
rumors. We did it because of Breakfast at Tiffany's. Okay, Breakfast at Tiffany's. Her cat was named Cat.
Oh, okay. See, I've never seen that film.
Plagiarism.
But
yeah,
that's cool, Kenny. That's you know, it's not a bad name, really. You know, Cat could be Catherine. Or, you know what?
Ken, you should
whatever,
have named
you know.
Your cat Sermon Central or First 15.
No, Johnny.
Johnny got jokes tonight.
Must be something with
yeah,
the moon. All these pets. Tony G just had a donation show for his sick pussy cat.
Kenny, you should have named the cat Rainbow.
Ooh.
No.
VRM.
You would have had a mascot for the show, Kenny.
That's okay. It's then we would have had to sit there and dye our hair rainbow color. Yeah.
Oh, Kenny, you funny, brother. How old is the cat, Kenny? Is it elderly or still
20?
Yeah, it's a 12-year-old cat.
Uh-oh.
Cat has many good years left, Kenny.
Yeah.
Me too.
You close the door, you know, keep the cats outside the bedroom, right?
Oh, geez.
No, the cat likes to sleep with us.
I bet he does.
Do you make the cat watch, Kenny? Because that wouldn't be right.
No.
You chase
don't
that cat away.
No, make the cat watch.
He'll just be crying in the corner.
That's great, Kenny.
Just crying. Tears.
It's like Kenny in that one photo we seen, Johnny, when he's in the hotel and he's like, he's in the corner in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
the
That's
cat.
One of the stranger photos.
This is the weirdest photo I've ever seen. Kenny, do you know what that's from?
Yeah, we went to Corpus Christi for something. I think it was a show in Corpus Christi, and we stayed in a motel that night. Okay, the Holiday Inn, I believe.
That photo. Kenny, that photo. I'm going to be honest with you, man. Every time I see it, it makes me think there's some shady shit going down. Johnny.
God damn.
He
was
just loved to play with that thing, man.
Did you stand up? Did it fall out?
Hey.
What?
Oh.
Rude.
Can't you keep your vibrator turned off till after the show, Johnny? I mean, turning it on is rude.
It wasn't
what
me.
What color is it, Johnny?
You got it on turbo level, too, like super fast level.
It got the two prongs underneath of it, tickles the balls.
Ugh.
I don't know why Johnny's acting grossed out. He knows he loves that shit. Have you talked to Herman lately? Kenny, do you know who Herman is?
No, I don't.
Oh, Lord.
Forgot.
Well, I'm just going to not – I'm not even going to get into it because it's very, very graphic what Herman did to Johnny allegedly. I don't want to mention it on
not.
The show. It's very, very graphic.
Terrible. That was terrible.
I mean, the feathers came off Johnny's headdress. Yeah, it was. He called into Tony's show and described very vividly a sexual liaison between Johnny and this fellow. I think his name was Herman. It was one of the most ungodly, graphic, descriptive tales that I've ever Johnny, don't get upset.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that tail.
His tail? Well, no,
tail.
Johnny
T-A-L-E.
Got penetrated. It wasn't him.
Story. T-A-L-E is tail, as in like a story. T-A-I-L.
Do you have to get up really close because of the micro penis?
Sadly,
yeah.
Yeah.
You got to buy an extension, man.
Cannonball.
Well, Kenny, okay, we
Kenny,
got another caller here.
Oh, okay, all right. Go ahead, Kenny.
Number 10.
Bring them on. 101, you're on the air.
Number
8. Hello, man. This is Pastor Wanda.
Oh, yep. Number 8.
Number 8.
This is Pastor Wanda.
Johnny. I could.
Okay.
Johnny, I could potentially use you as a donor when I get my 12 inches cut.
Oh,
no.
Lord. Johnny would be unfathomable. He would be unbearable with a 12-inch penis.
You get a 12-inch black hammer on, you know, that little white stick body of yours.
It would look funny, but...
You'd be the king of that tribe.
Amen.
Yeah.
Kenny, what would you do if you were with a white man and you pulled down his pants and he had a black penis? I would think that'd be startling.
Yeah, I think it would be startling, too.
It could just be a birthmark, you know?
Or vitiligo just on the cock.
Like
Michael
Jackson. Dick Nolan have that?
Dick Nolan?
Yeah.
I don't know, Kenny, did Dick Nolan have vitiligo?
No. We got another 111 caller. Let's take it and see what we have. 111, you're on
here.
Hello?
Yeah, you know, another white man.
11.
Michael Jackson.
That's
he
nine,
had
brother.
A black penis.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson is white, and he had a black penis.
Maybe, but Michael Jackson was black.
That vibrator's a different way.
From what I understand, he was white.
This is Johnny Cash.
Yes, sir.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Down, 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 and went to his tire. No, here comes Pastor Ken and Tony G down there licking up his dent. Mm-hmm.
Watching Domino and telenovela.
And he's down and down, down from his desire. He wanted anal, and that was his desire.
That's him. That's Carter. Or Jimmy Carter. No, wait. Johnny Mathis. Wait, who is it? Jimmy Carter? No.
Yeah.
Linda Carter? No. June Carter Cash. That's his wife.
Sorry.
Not Jimmy Carter.
Tupac.
That's the president.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess
we're going to call it a night, guys. Say goodnight to everybody.
Amen.
Good night. God bless you. Okay. Another shout out to Juan from Alabama. I hope you're listening. Okay. God bless you. And
amen.
Your kinfolk as well. God bless. Shout out to your kinfolk. All right. Okay. Well, let's say good night to everybody. Okay.